So when I came to this part of Delhi, which is North Delhi, from the village, which is rural Delhi, I certainly had this accent as well as the language of that part of Delhi, rural Delhi, which is Haryanvi of sorts. It is a dialect. And I did face problems in the sense that, you know, I went to a school where people spoke, you know, sort of fashionable Hindi, I can say. And I was talking in a bad Hindi, bad, as in, you know, it was not even Hindi. So people used to be like, you know, she's talking in some alien language. Even my neighbors, they took some time to accept that, okay, she's somebody. And they would ask my parents every time a word they did not understand. A simple thing like a ball, we would call it a gindo, which is a gend in Hindi. So gend is sort of made a gindo, converted. The word is gindo for gend in Haryanvi. So these were the things that I faced problems for a year or two, I guess. But then my parents were there, my family, most of my family was settled here. And then they made it a point that even when they are talking in the inside home and it's a personal conversation, they would not use such colloquial words. They would be using proper Hindi words so that I get accustomed to it. So then they put me in a school which was of a Hindi medium till 5th standard, so that I am, you know, I have a base. It was a very well thought out thing that my dad did more than my mother. So I went to that school, then I had a base in Hindi first. And I faced problems getting into English. From my 6th standard, I had my science in English. So in the first unit test, I flunked because I just did not know how to express myself in English. And I thought that, you know, learning is not a way out, because when I was writing exams till 5th standard, I would never learn. I would just know a thing and I would write about it. So in 6th standard, I flunked in my science exam, first unit test. Then I had a tutor. There was this girl who used to come to my mother to study. She was a student of my mother, so she sat down to teach me science. And then from there I took it up, and till 10th standard I had a nice grasp of English. In 11th and 12th, it was again better. And I had no clue that I would be taking up English ever in my life.